This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the story of a great Sahabi known by the name of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. His real name was Uwaymir bin Malik al-Khazraji. He had not accepted Islam in the early days. And he had a great friend, a Sahabi who had accepted Islam, whose name was Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Rawaha and Abu Darda were friends. Abdullah bin Rawaha had accepted Islam. Abu Darda had not accepted Islam. Abdullah bin Rawaha tried many a times to convince Abu Darda about the truthful nature of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to no avail. One day, just after he had returned from the Battle of Badr, Abu Darda was worried that what happened to my friend Abdullah bin Rawaha? Did he survive the battle? Did he not? He made inquiries from people and they told him, no, he survived. So he was happy and he left home and he went to his business. Whilst he was at his business, Abdullah bin Rawaha came to the house and he asked the wife of Abu Darda, where's my friend Abu Darda? She said, no, he's gone to work. He said, can I come in? She said, by all means, I mean, you are his friend. So when he went into the room, the worship room of Abu Darda, where all the idols were put. And he broke them and smashed them to smithereens and he left. Later on, the wife went there and she saw what had happened. And she realized that it was Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu who did this. And she was very worried because she knew how passionate Abu Darda was about his worship of idols. So when Abu Darda came home towards the evening from work, he saw his wife sitting outside the house, weeping, looking frightened, looking scared, looking worried. So he asked her that, what is all this? And she said that, look, your idols have been destroyed. It's your friend Abdullah bin Rawaha who did it. So initially Abu Darda was in an absolute rage and fury. He went in, he looked, and he was very angry. But then something struck him. And he came and he sat down. And then he said to his wife, you know, I think my friend Abdullah bin Rawaha is trying to pass me a message. That if these idols could not defend themselves, he could come and break them to smithereens, then how can I worship them? And that's when he decided to accept the Shahada and to proclaim the Shahada. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he accepted Islam. And thereafter, he would show great regret over the fact that he did not accept Islam in the initial days. And he would try his utmost to make up for lost time. That's why scholars say that the more he started to learn about Islam and the more he started to glean from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the less inclined he became to dunya, to this material world. And after a while, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu then gave up doing business altogether. And people would go to him and say, but you know, there's nothing wrong in doing business. Business is also something, if you do it with the right intention, you can earn reward. He said, look, I understand that. I don't dispute that. But in the end of the day, I have become totally disinclined from dunya. I've become totally disinclined from dunya. I want to enjoy the sweetness of direct acts of worship. I've missed out. I spent too much of my life in disobedience. And there's a great lesson for us to learn. Many people, they may be Muslims, but they reform very late in life. They live a life of disobedience and then they reform. When we reform, we must try and make up for lost time. Whilst the tawbah is on its place, but we must try and make up for lost time in terms of accumulating good deeds and doing good deeds. And he lived a very ascetic life until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, during the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu called him and he wanted to make him a governor in the Syria area, in the Sham area. However, he outright refused. He said, no, that's not my cup of tea. I don't want to do that. When he saw that Umar radiallahu anhu was insisting, then he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, if you want, you can send me to Sham to be a teacher. If you want, you can send me. I will go there. I will teach them Quran. I will teach them what I have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu accepted that. When Abu Darda came to Damascus, now by that time there had been a lot of military success. It was no more like the early days. You know, things were financially now much more comfortable and people started to live more comfortable lifestyles. But these great Sahaba who had learned Islam in the early days of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this did not gel with them. And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu stood up in the masjid of Damascus and he gave a speech and he gave a heartfelt speech and he told people about how he saw them becoming negligent in their lives. and how he saw them starting to move away from the simplicity that was advocated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he encouraged them that no, they need to now come once again and familiarize themselves with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and keep themselves in check. And when people heard the speech of his, they broke out crying. And then he became almost like the resident speaker there at the Banu Umayyah Masjid in Damascus. He would all the time be giving talks, and he would all the time be encouraging people. One day he heard a big noise outside, and when he came to investigate, he saw that people were screaming and shouting and hitting a particular person. So they said, why are you doing this? And they said, no, we are doing this because he has perpetrated a very big sin. He has perpetrated a major sin, so we are hitting him. And that's why we are using so strong language against him. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said something profound. He said, tell me something. If this man had fallen into a well, would you not help him to come out? They said, yes. So he said, there's no need to hit him. There's no need to sway him. Help him. Make him understand that what he's doing is wrong, and take him out of the wrong that he's doing. So the people said, Abu Darda, what are you trying to say? Should we not hate him? Look at the wrong that he's doing. So he said, no, don't hate him. Hate the action. Don't hate him, hate the action. Subhanallah, what profound advice. What profound advice that was given by Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. We will leave it there for today, inshallah. We will continue the discussion on Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu in our next discussion on Sahaba profiles. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.